Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Street Hits, a whole new level of hip hop.
Street Hits.
This is where you'll get the hottest joints faster than anywhere else. Urban Radio Series.
Urban Radio Series.
Featuring radio edits, special re-edits, and album versions of today's breaking crossovers. Hip hop before their hits.
One, two, one, two. Okay, it's DJ Chili. The Bodega Series is getting real serious. Y'all know what it is. First Fam Radio. Okay, let's go.
This is First Fam Radio.
When I just step up on the block, me feel the fire burning. In Babylonian captain be my main concern. It's not been talented to my job, but if them drive for burn, man, then be rude boy, lick a shot. Me see a daily youth, them die around the way. Some cemetery filled with all the people around the way. Them Babylonian, them Billy Clubbers head around the way. And when me rude boy, lick a shot. Are you crying out for the babies in the crib? I dance with them, will reach a teenage of every slip. How you cry out for little boys, I turn them in. And all the revolutionary, them will kill up in the pen. And I a bingo, if you hear me. It's time to fuck back when I'm bringing. No matter what, take them shackles off and then I need it. Or next time they come around me, man, it's on, it's on. Now a bingo, if you hear me. Time don't come around me, man, it's on, it's on, it's on. Ease up the pressure at the stoplight. Every time them stop right. Thunder in my face, all the while them bottle on the spotlight. Let me find a hot hood, yelling in my face, man. Ask me where me want, let me live around the way. Ease up on the pressure them a bring. It's not stop the Babylonian fire them a fling. Higher with me, now you binge. Come make a rude boy lick a shot, make them get low.
Damn, I love this money.
I'm high, damn.
who done let the beast in? I might hit them all up for the weekend. No budget, ain't worrying about what we spend. All my bitches bad and yours only kinda decent. They call us money boy, you fucking know better. The phone know nothing else, I bet I know cheddar. 20s, 50s, 100s, tell them get their effing bread up. We non-stop grinding, and this will never let up. All I see is green, all I see is green. All-star players, it's only on my team. Even when I'm sleep, them dollars in my dream. Them pockets like coffee, I gotta have that cream. New heat hustlers, AC is the family. Yeah, we fucking with them pies, Jason Vanderbeek. Money. Fight the hottest shit out, use the big dummy. Ain't shit funny, scoop dollars, get money. Gucci this, Gucci that, Gucci belt, Gucci hat. Fly niggas, where they do that at? If you ain't talking about that, you ain't about some rap. Money boys, where they do that at? 20, 50, 100, 20, 50, 100. It's not for everybody, but everybody want it, huh? 20, 50, 100, 20, 50, 100. I'm stacking up the paper. Damn, I love this money, huh? 20, 50, 100, 20, 50, 100. It's not for everybody, but everybody want it, huh? 20, 50, 100, 20, 50, 100. I'm stacking up the paper. Damn, I love this money, huh?
20, 50, 100. Damn, I love this money. Got my head so big that I know these bitches coming. Got a pot to fix in, ride to get in. I'm bottle sipping and flat as sleeping. You can catch me at the top, on my feet, so why would I stop? When it's time for more, carry on. Like Diddy can do, it's all about what you show.
First Fam Radio.
Yeah, man, this is game 5 in the playoffs, man. We about to put it out right here, man. First Fam Radio, man. Your boy Cypher Sour, Chill Gizzy, Ill Woods, Slick LA. My nigga Gutter, I see you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Underworld Hip Hop. I'm your girl, Chunk the Boss. Stay tuned for this show. We got Trans Finest AP, the mayor, in the house. Check this out.
Can't even wear my
First Fam Radio.
My life's gone.
First Fam Radio.
All I had is old Tim's. You a laugh liar. Now it's H class gems, sapphire. Man, fuck what it's called, man. I'm rocking art. The only nigga in the mall pushing a shopping cart. I just throw it in the bag. I'm your janitor. Like the bitch that's fast. Dana comes. When it comes to the women, y'all can all meet them. Credit cards with no limits is what you call freedom. Phone ringing every minute for the kid to kick it. These bitches think I'm Garnett. They big ticket. I'm not that dude, ladies. You all nuts. I'm real cautious when I move, baby. You haul trucks. Bang. I'm more ice than a goalie. I'm Ruby down. I'm just the voice of the game, like Hubie Brown. I'm about my bread and I ain't got no scale. I'm thinking outside the bun, nigga. Taco Bell. Ooh.
My life's gone change.
So hot, man. Get me out.
You
birds better get a clue. I can't
can't hang with you bitches, I got shit to do. You ain't on my daily planner, I'm trying to see bucks. These bitches like the M&Ms, they on peanuts. And now a lot of people call it, I'm a winner, check it. I be ballin', y'all be always trying to intercept it. And baby girl, for the record, if I got your shoe, then we like Black and Decker, girl, we got the screw. That's my town, yeah, I'm about to bell, hop out. I don't play no games like this, the NFL lockout. Life's really about to change, I can feel it in the air. How y'all be smoking regular, and still be acting weird. Let's be clear, don't dial my number. I'm burning all these trees, this is now my tundra. And now these bitches farm, yeah, they found I'm pretty. They ain't heat like LeBron and wanna down my kitty.
You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in. Yeah, you are tuned in.
You're listening to First Fam Radio.
Yeah. What's going on, world? Welcome to First Fam Radio tonight, man. We got a a wonderful show tonight, man. Man, I got a couple guests calling in, man. If you're aware of the Illuminati, man, theory, hip hop, secret societies, man. This is the show tonight. Call in, man. Show. Now, I mean, we've been researching, man. If you got any factual, relevant evidence out there, you know what I mean, that proves some of these conspiracy theories are true. We encourage y'all to call in, man. I also got a caller. I see him calling in now to join us, man. I mean, he's going to, speak about some things. Now, I got a couple callers from elsewhere also that were calling in, man. And before I continue, man, I just want to shout out UGS, man. That's my team, man. That's my homie, man, Prez. You know what I mean? Six. You know what I'm saying? Over there, Murder Mayhem, Murder Mix Show, man. I'm speaking too fast. You know what I mean? They might tune in tonight, man. If y'all listening, man, we appreciate y'all calling, man. I mean, and Freedomizer Radio, man, on Blog Talk Radio, man. So, stop it all up, man. And we just gonna get right to it, man. I'm gonna go ahead and bring our first guest on. You know what I mean, Mr. DC. Now, you with us, family?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show, bro.
What's good, baby? Glad to be invited on this, you know what I mean, beautiful show that you have here tonight.
Now, we appreciate having you, man. You know what I mean? I just wanted to start tonight's show off, man, just, you know what I mean, for those out there, you know what I mean, they don't know what's going on in the hip-hop, you know what I mean, with double worship and Hornheads and vice versa. Well, I'm pretty sure people have been hearing, talking with Mason being in hip hop, Ross being associated with, Jay Z being associated with. So tonight we're going to discuss all that. We got a couple of callers that's going to call in, and that's in the industry, some of them aren't. But they will be tuned in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Tuned in with us, man, you know what I mean? So, DC, man, just start off, man, just introduce yourself to everybody out there.
Okay, well, my name is Son of Man, but everybody call me DC. That stands for Derek Coleman. I'm a graphic designer, I'm a graphic artist and everything like that. For 36 years, you know what I'm saying, I've been on this earth, you know what I'm saying, I've always been, the type of person that, wanted to, know, like, what's going on, why things are, the way they are. And, I've been, through
thinking outside the box.
Excuse me?
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, yes, definitely thinking outside the box. But, I really want to, jump right in, with this, a subject, it's my faith, I'm a Christian, by faith, I'm not trying to impose, what I believe on anybody. My whole thing is like this, you can go out and you can study and you can research and you can find out these certain points that I'm about to bring out, you know what I mean, yourself. You know, it's just some part people don't have time, you know, to go and research. But anyway, let's go up with this. Since, you know, we talking about the music industry, you know what I'm saying, we talking about the Illuminati and the effects that, you know, this secret order or these entities have on the music industry. I first like to say, you know, in my belief, dealing with the Bible, you know what I'm saying, when Lucifer was in heaven, he was the head over God's music ministry. And, you know, that's a big title. You know what I mean? When you really look at it. Let's just look at it, you know what I'm saying? You know, an individual, spirit, angel, whatever you want to call it, was the head over God's music ministry. So God made him in a way, you know what I mean, where he was special. He was very special. He was very unique than all the other angels, you know. And, you know, when you got a lot of people, let's deal with it down here on earth, when you got a lot of people, you know, that know they special and they got different talents and abilities, you know what I mean, sometimes it could go to their head. So let's go back, you know what I'm saying, in the spiritual realm, you know what I mean. So he was in heaven, and he took one-third of the angels with him due to the fact that he wanted to rebel against the Most High because he thought he was so special. He was, you know what I mean, on top of everything. So he wanted people to worship him. He didn't want, you know what I mean, to bow down to God. He wanted people to worship him. So anyway, he was cast down. Let's bring it down to earth. When he got cast down to earth, you know, just think about it. What do you think he was going to take up as his profession? He wouldn't take up carpentry or culinary arts. His profession was music. Yeah. Because when you understand music, you know what I'm saying, in its purest form, its element, it's a powerful tool. It's a very, very, very powerful tool. And when you use it in a positive manner, it can uplift you. And when you use it in a suppressing manner, you know, it can bring you down. But the main point, it has an influence. It has an effect on you in the inside. Yeah. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul.
Okay, you know, so I made that point clear, you know, of who he was in heaven and what he's going to still continue his whole, his regimen down here on earth. So it says in the Bible, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, this is not a flesh and blood war. This is a spiritual war with higher principalities of the air. So music is on the airwaves. You know what I mean? Let's deal with symbolism. You know, when the Bible was written, you know, I know that a lot of words had not literal meanings, but it had spiritual meanings. You know, a lot of people have to understand that. So my whole thing is, you know, when if his regime, if his whole purpose, agenda is to continue to be in the music, he's not going to be in the music industry, you know what I'm saying, to bring out the beauty and the goodness of it—it's all about kill, steal, and destroy.
Okay, hold that thought just for a second, because I have a question about that. Now, you say that he's in the ministry of music. Now, what do you say about gospel music?
What do I say about gospel music?
Does gospel music fall under the same that you just mentioned?
Okay. Gospel music is to glorify God.
Okay.
It's sung by singers, rappers, you know, musicians to glorify God. Every gift that we are given from the Most High, our Creator, you know, whatever, you know, is to glorify the one who gave it to us. We're supposed to use our tool in order to bring forth life. Life is an adding on word. Death is like subtraction. So, you know what I mean? You can speak life and you can speak death. You can speak positive or you can speak negative. Gospel is a glorification of our Creator.
I agree with you. It depends on how it was mastered, man. I'm telling you.
Say it again?
It depends on how it was mastered. You know what I mean? If it was mastered up by them satanic masters,
okay,
and playing with them demons that had that subliminal message, that third eye, attacking your third eye, you know what I mean? That's
right.
Connection to God, like you're speaking about the spiritual realm, you know what I mean?
throw that in, and throw that in there to constantly get you, because he's a master of secrecies and suggestions. Now, I mean, he's that whisperer. He's a great whisperer. He has a wonderful voice. Like I said, he was inspirational with the music thing. You know?
Right.
Right. So he had it incorporated through the lyrics. They call it a lyric in the lyrics. You know what I mean? The lyrics telling you more about you following, you know what I mean, you're listening to. You're giving your attention to. Then it goes to lyrics.
I want you to continue what you were saying, DC. Not to cut you off. We just wanted to...
No. DC.
You know what I mean? I'm confirming everything you're saying is on the up and up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You jumped on a great point.
I just wanted you to go ahead and could you explain those a little bit for me, if you don't mind?
Oh, say it again? You said explain what?
Explain those key points to me a little bit in your knowledge.
Okay. Now when you were saying about... even though you know it's gospel music, you're talking about when they take it in a certain room and you know they perform rituals over it. That goes back to speak about the brother, he's a white brother, John Todd. You know, he was in Illuminati. Say it again.
Now I said John Todd. Speak on it. Continue.
John Todd, you know what I mean, when he was speaking on, he was a 33rd degree, you know what I'm saying, Illuminist and everything like that, but he got saved by Christ. And one of the things that he would say, in his video, you could go to YouTube, and type in his name, and it all come up, you know what I mean, he'll break it down. He'd speak on how, you can do such and such, said record or whatever, and they would give it to a group of individuals, and that individuals would take it to a certain room, and they would perform, whatever type of rituals over it, but it was all demonic. And it had a lot to do with, they was doing it a lot in rock and roll music. You know? So like, if you really, all the listeners out there, if you really want to know, how deep, it go, and you want to hear and do some research for yourself, just go on YouTube, type in John Todd, his white brother, you're going to see a little music symbol come up, whatever like that, and just listen to it, and do your research and go from there. But when you say that, and you say, gospel music, and you say what they was doing behind the music for their own intention, yes, you're right. And I can't say that, some of the gospel music or whatever like that, maybe didn't have those type of things performed over it, But, all I could say, is that, you have to really...
That's not going to be the message of God anyway. I'm a true believer in the word, And anything you try to pass over with demons, that got the Lord in it, That ain't going to work for me.
Right. Right. It's kind of hard hearing you. You know what I'm saying? That's why I keep asking you, because the phone keep breaking up or whatever like that. But So the other point that I was trying to talk about as far as the music where I go in, like I do gospel, hip hop, because it's about speaking life. I'm gonna say, hey, Brother Coleman, you a great man. Everything you doing is beautiful. And continue to do what you're doing, because you know what? You inspire me. You motivate me. But I'm not going to say, hey, I think your radio station is this, that, and the third. I'm going to go do one, And I'm going to go get, That's not having love. That's having, animosity. Off of what? Jealousy? Envy? Hate? And a lot of the music promotes jealousy, envy, greed, and hate. That's not of God. And people wonder why they go through things in their life. What is ministering to you every day? That's my whole thing. What you listening to, day in and day out? What are you listening to? See, a lot of these young brothers, they're not gonna listen to me too much. But they will listen to these so-called artists that pushed more keys and got more body counts, you know, than John Gotti and things of that nature, you know. But these artists is not really even doing this. But these young guys out here, you know what I mean, is trying to live it. But they finding out they losing their life and they on death row for the rest of their life.
Well, how can we reach them, man, if the music out there is, you know, surrounding them right now, you know what I mean, from the airwaves to the TV commercials to every aspect of life that you look at, you know what I mean, is in a negative manner, but they make it
right.
Positive to be public.
See, it's just like, you know, what you doing, brother, you know what I mean? You using, you know, this tool to basically let people, you know, hear that it is brothers and sisters out here, you know what I mean, around the world, you know what I mean, that don't think on mainstream and things of that nature. But mainstream promotes, you know, the other music. So, you know, you say how, you know what I'm saying? Listen, brother, you know what I'm saying? We fight, this is a war. And in Revelations, you know what I'm saying? Revelation, guess what? In Revelation 18:3, it said, and I seen those who had victory over the beast and over his mark. In Revelation, watch this. In Revelation 18:3, it says, and I seen those who had victory over the image of the beast and over his mark. And guess what they had in their hand? They had the harps of God, meaning that the harps represents the music.
The music of God.
You feel me? When they say the image of the beast, it ain't no man with no red man with no horns. An image is something, you know what I mean, that's projected.
Yeah.
You feel me? A beast is a savage. We're dealing with a savage. So it's projected savagery. You know what I mean? So the image of the beast, let me tell you the image of the beast is when Lucifer was in heaven, he ain't had diamonds on his wrist, man. He had diamonds embedded in his body, in his clothes. So the image of the beast is projecting that flamboyant.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And they will worship. They said they will worship the image of the beast. People out here worshiping, you know, these, you know, some of these rappers in the image that they project. It's a form of worship, of giving all glory and praise. That's what I, you know what I mean? That's how deep it is. And see, the people who control the music industry, like the animal, they know the science behind this.
Yeah.
That's why they, look, you know why they chose Jay? Because Jay, just like I was back in the day, I was a father, and I come from the land of truth. You feel me? My name was Unique Allah. You feel me? So, you know, I went through Clans 13X. You know what I mean? But one day in a cipher, you know what I said? I said, in the lessons, it teaches that, you know, ye are all gods. Know of all things, right?
Uh-huh.
I said, if I'm the know of all things, why you got to teach me that? I supposed to know all things. You know what? They want to fight me in the cipher. And that was the day I put the lessons down. I said, nope, that is not for me. But anyway, Jay, he used to be down here. So when he, you know what I mean, when he talked about the God body stuff and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, he was influenced by Clans 13X. He came from that whole era and everything like that. But when the Illuminati seen that this dude was so intelligent, like he was able to subliminally get people, you know what I mean, to worship him, they say, you know what, since you want to use our name, Rockefeller, what do you really know about David Rockefeller? You know a lot about it.
Okay.
And when he took on that name, you gotta study the Rockefeller family. They go from everything you eat, drink, watch, they got their hands in on everything. He named his company after David. David, they love him. If you look at his symbol when he used to throw the diamond up in the beginning, it was actually a little diamond, but it metamorphosized to the pyramid. They love him for that. And you'll see Warren Buffett and Bill Gates throwing up the logo and everything like that. And you're like, damn, this nigga friends with Warren Buffett and Bill Gates? No, they know what they doing. That's the whole clan. You feel me? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, my bad, man. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, now, for the listeners that just tuned in, man, like, where can they actually look up some stuff that's exposing
these people as Masonic?
Say it again. You said what? Where can they actually look up and find this information? Where is it exposing them?
Yes. What about this form, man?
Listen. All you have to know is key point. If you want to know about what they're going to do, what the plan is when they call martial law, you know what I mean? All you got to do is look up Rex 84. It's the King Alpha
plan. Now, what's martial law? What's martial law?
Oh, man. Hey, that's you know, they're preparing for that now. Martial law is something that they're going to implement in order to control civil disturbance. But they got something. Let me tell you something like this. Let me give you a little inside scoop. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. They got something called problem reaction solution. Say, for instance, you go in the hood and you create a problem, meaning drugs, right? You put some drugs in the hood, right? And, you know, the reaction of the people, you know what I mean, is going to be kind of crazy, but the people, it's going to be a group of people who really are main factors in the community that really want it to stop. You're going to come in from the back door, and you're going to come with this so-called solution that you know what I mean, made up to the problem, but you're the actual one that created the problem. That's what our political system does. The government does. So when I say martial law and problem reaction solution, you got to look at the news when it's like 9/11. 9/11 was the problem. Our Taliban was the problem. And the reaction to the people was, man, get the Muslims out of here, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, and the third. Everybody's wearing turban and big beards, you know they have problems, da-da-da-da. So the government came in, you know what I mean, with a solution. We're going to go over there and bomb them. We're going to say they got weapons of mass destruction, and they never did. But that whole, I should say, escapade on that charade was staged in order so they could tap your phone. So they could create, you know what I mean, Metro PCS and Cricket and stuff like that. What telephone service was able to come in and say unlimited? Before 9/11, it wasn't no unlimited, it was minutes.
It was
minutes. But Metro PCS and Cricket, where they came from, and they came from Texas. You got to know the history. That's all George Bush, Halliburton. They destroyed Iraq, and America paid their taxpayers money to go rebuild Iraq. What construction company made all that money to rebuild Iraq? Halliburton, Dick Cheney. That was his construction company. You know what I mean? Exactly. You know what I mean? So they play.
That's favoritism.
Them the gangsters. You feel me?
Okay, now tell me this, like, far as, like, elections, you know what I mean? Like, right now, what's your views on the whole election?
It's a game. Watch this. Let me tell you what this Democrat and Republican stuff is. Watch this. Democrat is mostly so-called blacks. You know, we looking for the government to do this, that, and the third for us. You know, we need a break. You know, it's mostly black people, you know what I mean? You know, and looking for a handout. That's how I just put it. And then you got the Republicans, you know what I mean? They the, you know, especially, you know, the black or whatever, but they the ones that's on, you know, the government side in a way. They the rich and the same. You know, they the high civility. But, Liddy, let me tell you, when you vote, it only lets them know how you think.
Yeah.
Because George Bush and John Forbes Kerry was Democrat versus Republican, but they both cousins and they both came out of the same fraternity, Skull and Bones. How the fuck you gonna tell? Excuse my language. How you gonna tell me? You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That you know, that they're against each other. It's a game. All I want to know is how you think and how you think. So now I know how to deal with you, and I know how to deal with you, because regardless of who you vote for, every president was already selected. You feel me?
Okay.
Like that's deep like that. Listen, check this out. Obama is not slave blood. His dad was from Kenya. His mom was from Kansas. Is she the 9th cousin, what, 11th cousin to Dick Cheney? He was raised in Hawaii. Some say that that is not his real name. His real name is Barry Sorto. Some say that he wasn't even born over here. Some say he actually come from a Muslim faith.
No, they weren't born over here.
You know what I mean? But watch this, you know what I mean?
Yep.
What I'm trying to say is that, you know what I mean, Obama is not slave blood, meaning that our great, our struggle is not his struggle. But the American people, especially the black people and around the world, is so fed up, you know what I mean, with the, you know, the way things are going, and we all looking at the white man, the white man, the white man. If you put another white man in office, it's going to be a civil war. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put this created nigga in your face.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to put him in there. So you don't think, you, all you know who you're going to think about, you're going to think about Martin Luther King. And we shall overcome. And one day his dream was completed. They played on that whole thing.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They played on the whole thing. Same
they
politics.
On your whole shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same politics, different faith. You feel me? Listen, watch this. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
when Obama came in office.
Now, go ahead. Continue.
When Obama came in office, 2 weeks after he came in office, he had a meeting with the ones who told him the secrets of the world. Let me tell you who run the world. The ones who told him the secrets of the world.
Okay. Because
they always there. They never were selected.
Oh, all right.
You dig me?
Okay.
Look. If you say, hey, Derek, this is what I want you to do. I want you to come host my station. I want you to be the host of my station. You feel me? And I'm going to tell you how to host my station and everything about my station. Who has the most power? You got the most power because you gave me the power to host.
Yeah.
And at any given time, I don't host at any given time, I'm going to be cut.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know what I mean? You want me to be host because you see I'm a very good speaker. And you're trying to get a lot of good listeners.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to get a lot of people to call in because you say, you know what I mean, your whole character, your personality is a good, you know, character and personality for this agenda that we're trying to fulfill within these next 4 years. Smoke screen. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now,
Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't want to jump off the point because I was just going, you know, So what I was about to jump in, you know, we understand, you know what I mean, that what I was saying is that, you know, the music industry, you know what I mean, and influence, the power and influence is a tool. And, you know, it's being controlled by, you know, I believe it's being controlled by the devil right now. You feel me? Because it's just chaos, total chaos. But I'm going to jump on something else, right? You know what I mean? As far as, you know, dealing with, you know, the things that's going on, you know, in our world, in our community and things of that nature, you know what I mean, that has satanic foundations. Watch this. One lady, her name, you ever heard of Alice Bailey?
Sounds familiar, but not
okay,
not
she got
thing.
She got something called the 10-point plan to the New World Order. All right? And one of the points of the plan was to take out God and prayer out of the education system.
Oh, shit.
And that's deep. And she got 10. If I have time, I'm going to give you all 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She said, number one, it was the purpose to change. You know what I'm saying? The purpose to change Christian tradition or to redeem the nation of Christian tradition. And the first one was to take out prayer out of the education system. She said, change curriculum to ensure that children are free from the bondage of Christian culture. And you say, why? Because children go to school to be equipped to face life. They are willing to trust and they are willing to value what is being given to them. So if you take out God out of education, they will unconsciously form a resolve that God is not necessary to face life. They will focus on those things.
Yeah.
The school counts them worthy to be passed on, and they will look at God as an additional if one can afford it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you.
And most of the school system, you know what I mean, is designed in order to make the children a cog in the wheel. All right? You know what I mean?
Just hold right. Hold on just a second, man. We just had a block caller sitting in the whole time on the line. I just want to say shout out to the block caller who don't want to mention their name or anybody.
Right.
That was a weird call. We always get this when we do these type of shows, man. But continue
Right. But you know what? You know what I mean? Now is the time. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's no time, you know, to fear, you know what I mean, anything. You know what I'm saying? If you for the cause, you for the cause. If you're against the cause, you know what I'm saying? You're against the call. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which side you going to choose? It can't be no in-between. You feel me? I believe that my life, you know, God created me, you know what I'm saying, and I am who I am today in order to be those ones that, you know, crying in the wilderness, trying to tell people, you know what I'm saying, the time is near. You know what I mean? Right. Prepare the way.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Word up.
You know what I mean? And that's what I stand for. I say life, you know what I'm saying, living for God, and I'm running for God. I don't have no fear. I got the arm of God. If God on my side, who can be against me? You know what I'm saying? Fear is not of God.
We got a caller. We got a caller. You know, I mean, it just hit the one, man. So I'm going to go ahead and take the call. Caller, you live on air. First Man Radio. I think we just lost the caller. They just pressed one to speak. But they'll call back if they want to speak, man. But I feel you on that, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's a lot of people just think, you know what I mean, a lot of conspiracy theorists just be flapping off at the mouth. But like you said, there's places you can go and research this yourself. And see where the journey take you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, only the real going to wake up. You know what I mean? Because some people are so set in their ways and how this system works that they don't care about it. You know what I mean? And that's different. You know what I mean? But continue on, Brother D. I think we're going to have a couple callers calling in tonight.
Okay. All right, the next point, you know, like I said, this is about Alice Bailey. It was a lady, she wrote a 10-point plan for the New World Order, you know, and the New World Order is something that, you know, we already in. You know, so one of the other points was, this is the second point, reduce parental authority over the children. We see that already. Mm. She said,
Dyfus.
Break the... Huh?
Dyfus.
Yeah, exactly. She said, break the communication between parent and child. Why? So the parents do not pass on their Christian tradition to their children. Liberate children from the bondage of their parents' tradition. How? Promote excessive child's rights. Right?
Yeah.
Today, a child is able to say to a parent, I do not want to hear that. I don't want to do what you are telling me. Teachers cannot talk to children. Children step up and say, I have my rights. You cannot talk to me that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right. But this was all plans that she wrote.
Oh, shit.
Know?
Damn.
Right. This was all documented years ago, you know what I mean? While we may have been caught up in the, you know, crack epidemic or whatever, you know what I mean, era, you know what I'm saying? While we dealing with one issue, they behind closed doors planning the future. Point B is abolish corporal punishment. This has been made law. On the other hand, the Bible says, do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. Y'all beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like, you know, I ain't talking about beating to abuse, but you got to check a child. You know what I mean? You got to put him in order. Like, look, you can't do that. You feel me? You can't do that. And even if it's not physical, you know what I'm saying? You can, you know what I'm saying? Speak to your child. You got to take away some things. It has to be, it's all talking about discipline. You feel me? But like Jesus said in the last days, wickedness will increase. There will be rebellion and children will not obey their parents. It's not a trend. It is organized. This was all designed. You feel me? It says teachers are the agents of implementation. From workshop, teachers tell children, your parent has no right to force you to pray or read the Bible. You are yourself. You are yourself, have a right of your own. You need to discover yourself, self-expression, self-realization, self-fulfillment are all buzzwords today. In the West, it says, in the West, when the child is 7 years old, the teacher began to say to the child, you have a right to choose whether you want to follow the faith of your parents or not. Parents are not to allowed to enforce that faith upon you. Question is, what type of decision can a seven-year-old make? You feel me? So,
go ahead.
I mean, you know, it's deep, you know what I mean, that, you know, these certain things were, you know, meant, you know, to be used, and they started with the children, though, because they knew the children was the future. Watch this. The point three, it says, destroy the Judeo-Christian family structure or the traditional Christian family structure. Why? It is oppressive, and that the family is the core of the nation. If you break the family, you break the nation. So when we look at, you know, a lot of our brothers, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, you know, getting caught on drugs, you know. And let's take it back to the Black Panther situation. Because when the Black Panther was around, you know what I mean, it was like we was just getting over slavery. We was getting over racism in a way. We was liberating ourselves. You feel me? And the brothers, UP Newton, the brothers, you know what I'm saying, was dealing with it on a level where, you know, we could create our own government. And see, when Illuminati, you know what I'm saying, the organization, the hierarchy, seen what was going on, they said, oh no, we gotta stop this. We gotta divide and destroy. And they used lies, deceit, and they used drugs. So if I get you caught on drugs, you start committing crimes, now you got a record. Now you can't bear no arms. And eventually, you know, all the brothers started killing each other, getting killed, or getting locked up. Now the sisters is out here by themselves. And it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. The devil ain't come at Adam straight up. He came at Eve. You feel me? So the reason why I said the devil ain't come at Adam straight up, he came at Eve. They ain't come at the black man, you know what I mean, straight up. You feel me? He came when the black man got locked up. He came at the sisters. And how he came at them was that he said, oh, you don't need no man. All you need is Wesley. All you need is the system. We'll take care of you. And start giving the sisters. Watch this. Start giving the sisters and planting in their mind the superficial power as they're the king in their castle. They don't need no man. They can run their own thing. That's why their attitudes towards us today, it is the way it is. You feel me? Because they've been taken care of by, you know what I mean, big brother so much, you know what I'm saying, or big government, that you know, welfare and government there, man, because guess what? You will get out the house if she call the cops on you. She has more power over you in this society, in the system. And that's the way they design it. And they use our own sisters, you know what I'm saying, to try to keep us down, because if some of these sisters will, you know, see, you know, what's going on and try to have a little understanding, a little respect, you know what I mean, support a brother in a certain way, you know what I mean? A lot, you know what love do for me from a woman? It make me want to go out and conquer the world. That's why God created her, so she could be my helpmate. You feel me? But she's not the helpmate no more. She want to be the man. But, you know, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Definitely. So when it says it is oppressive and that the family is the core of the nation, they knew what was the core of the people in the ghetto. It was our family. We stuck together. That's what it was. They had to break that up. They said, if you break the family, you break the nation. Liberate the people from the confines of this structure. How? It says, promote sexual promiscuity. Free young people to the concept of premarital sex. Let them have free sex. List it so high that the joy of enjoying sex is the highest joy of life. Fantasize. That everybody will feel proud to be seen to be sexually active. That's why a lot of disease was able to be promoted. That's why a lot of parents out here, you know what I mean, single parents and stuff like that, you know what I mean, without wives and you know, with our fathers. There's a lot of fathers. You know what I mean? They wanted it to be like that. And it was promoted.
Eugenics. That's what they call it, eugenics.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's a science they already, a system they already created, like, to deal with the situation, like overpopulation, and you know what I mean, like, you know, too many people, you know what I mean, that you know, like you said, you know, if you have somebody that's articulate and he speaks a certain way, he can do, like, he can gather up followers. We can't have that. We got to deter him from that. You know what I mean?
Yes. We got to get him out of here. Let me tell you why they killed Martin Luther King, in my opinion. All right? Yo, he said, check this out. We ain't got to fight these people. All we got to do is have sex with them for 20, 30 years, and they'll be obliterated.
He said,
you feel me? But they seen his sign. See, Malcolm wanted to shoot them all. And, you know what I mean? Or go back to Africa or whatever like that. No, Martin said, no. Because we got the dominant gene. That's as far as talking about white and black. But really, it ain't got nothing to do with skin color. Because if you're not a part of the 13 bloodlines of Illuminati, you are expendable. You feel me? But that was the whole smoke screen, you know what I'm saying, due to the fact that, you know, we was black-skinned and we was enslaved, you know what I mean, you know, by the white man. But in all actuality, we was enslaved by our own people in Africa before we even hit the slave ship. You feel me? Because it's called the spoils of war. So if I conquer, you know what I mean, Mr. Coleman over here on this side and all his homies and everything, nigga, y'all working for me. That goes back in history. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't the only slaves. It was many slaves from different nationalities. It was all called the spoils of war. But we so caught up in it, the fact that, you know what I mean, it was the, you know, the pale-skinned man and everything like that. The pale-skinned man was able to let us keep being caught up in a color code and not really understand. Like, dog, it's about royalty.
Yeah.
It all goes back to, you know what I mean, Christopher Columbus so-called discovering this land, but he being a prisoner, and the queen said, look, I'm not going to feed and house you niggas, you know what I'm saying? You niggas got to get out. I'm going to give y'all a couple of boats, and whatever y'all plumage or whatever y'all find, I want in on it.
Oh, yeah.
Go out there in the world and do what you've been doing for all your life. Kill, be a steal, and destroy. Go ahead and do it. Yeah, I support you. Just don't come back on this island. You feel me?
Yeah.
Go ahead out there. And that was more cheaper for her to do, you know what I mean? But she was smart and intelligent with it. So she sent the nigga out. And when he came upon South America. And he seen all the vegetation, all the beauty and everything like that. He went back and told her. So she made up something called a decree up. Anybody that buy and sell on this land got to pay a percentage to the crown, which is the foundation. It's also a pretty number. That's why we pay taxes. That's why we pay taxes, because, you know what I mean, United States of America, dude, you know what I mean? This is owned by England.
Yeah, yeah. And you're not from here to begin with. Like, you know what I mean? We were slaves.
Right.
We got kidnapped, bound and gagged.
Right.
I'm with you, bro.
You feel me? So it gets deep, you know what I'm saying, like that. So, you know, as far as understanding, you know, the plumages of war and the spills of war and being slavery, you know, that's that aspect. But it's a deeper aspect even behind that. It's the aspect behind those 13 bloodlines of Illuminati, the family, the royalty, you know what I mean, what they was into, their worship, their belief system.
Right.
You feel me? What make them feel as though, you know what I'm saying, they can be God over people. They can have, you know what I mean, like their whole scheme and system of things has an effect on each and every one of our lives. We living in a society in the world that was created by them due to the things that they implement and establish. Listen, let me tell you something like this. God created a barter system. Right? He said, go out in the yard and plant your corn or plant your harvest and herd your flock. And one day you're going to have a harvest. So when Mr. Coleman come along, he's going to come along maybe with some eggs. Fair exchange ain't never been a robbery. I'm going to give you some of this cotton off of my sheep, and you're going to give me some of your eggs. And we all equal. But when the money system came in, when the bankers came in, it became a form of slavery in order to control you. You feel me? It became a form of control of slavery. Because guess what? If the Federal Reserve is able to print money like you could print a copy, a birth certificate, what's the problem? What you mean recession? That's paper and ink, man.
Word up.
Print it up.
Word up.
But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? The people who create money, money is not a factor in their life. Because money doesn't have a bondage over them. Because guess what? What they want, all they say, yo, I want that. Bring it here in 5 minutes. They ain't coming out of their pocket with nothing. Because it's like we all playing a Monopoly game, right? We all the controllers. All the Illuminati families is the players of the Monopoly game. All the pieces on the board is us.
Talk about it.
You feel me?
I mean, we're all soldiers. We the soldiers.
Some of us is, you know what I'm saying, little crumbs that they just pluck off the board that's in the way. You know what I mean? Some of us ain't the money bags. You know what I mean? Some of us ain't the bank. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We so minute, you know what I mean, on a scale. That's why it was able, you know, like it's so deep, right? That when George Bush went over to Iraq, the day he went over there to bomb Saddam Hussein, the day he came out of Iraq, he pulled the troops out of Iraq, was the beginning and the ending day of one of their satanic rituals. It's deep. It was a sacrifice, dog.
Yeah.
It was a sacrifice. Those people in that building was a sacrifice. 9-11, 9-11, 9-1-1, 9-1-1, the police of the world.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to lose nobody on the point, because when we talking about this thing, we talking about an agenda. And if I have a certain belief system, my belief system comes with an agenda. You have to know their belief system. And you have to know, when you know their belief system, you know their agenda. Because when you know their belief system and you know who they worship, The one they worship has one agenda, is to take more than one third of the people away from God before, you know what I'm saying, that day, you know what I mean, of the return. Like, I mean, it's just real simple.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you think the churches are in on this? Like, do you think?
Man. I mean, listen. Check this out. Some of the churches, as far as, how should I say, me and my wife, we was just studying on this. We was dealing with, you know, a lot of church organizations. I'm talking about the big church organizations, the big, the big shebang of it is funded by a lot of these families. Like David Rockefeller fund a lot of churches, organizations. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And listen, you know what church, you know what I'm saying, really, I really disagree with? One that don't accept you for who you are. And you have to portray, you know, this
image.
Perfect person when you come image. Up in here. When God could put that strain on you, God said, come as you are. When Jesus was going on his ministry, you know what I'm saying, he was in the hood. He was in the street with it. He wasn't high behind a pulpit. You feel me? He was in the street with it. He got his boys together, and they was everywhere.
Yep. It started in the hood.
Now watch this. You know, and I was just studying on this, right? The reason why, they were saying the reason why probably, you know what I mean, you know, biggest secret, why they probably, you know what I mean, wanted to kill Jesus is because just like, you know, they killed the president. All the presidents that was assassinated was the presidents who were, you know, taking the bankers out of the monetary equation system, and the government was creating our money with no debt. Lincoln did it. Abraham Lincoln did it. Kennedy, you know what I'm saying, was trying to do it. Andrew Jackson was doing it. They killed them. You can do the research yourself. You feel me? They killed them. Well, who killed them? The bankers. All right. The reason why I bring that up is just like Jesus, when he came to the temple, he sent the money changers. Yeah. He turned the table over.
Now, who's the bankers? Who are the bankers?
Huh?
I said, who are the bankers? You speak
the
about
bankers, you got like the Rothschilds.
Okay.
So
who are the Rothschilds? Like, you got to like break that down for the listeners out there, because there's people listening, man. You know what I mean? That might want to call in and like bankers, like what are these Bible bankers? You know what I mean? Just clarify.
All right. The Rothschilds. I mean, like you got 13 families. You know, of the Illuminati, right? Let me pull up that document. You know what I mean? To break down, I guess I'm gonna break down. You know what I mean? Each family, but you know, each family has a significant, you know, role. You know, in the whole equation, but the Rothschilds, they deep. Their family ties is very, very deep. Hold up, I'm really trying to grab something for you. Let me see, the Rothschild Control Grid. I can't go into that one. Let me see. All right, you know what I mean? The Illuminati is basically at the top. Then you got the banking and money group. You know what I mean? You got the International Money Center Bank, the Central Bank, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank,
mm-hmm.
International. You feel me? When you see those names, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They are the people who the movers and shakers of the world. Because guess what they say? This world is a money makes the world go round, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Money makes the world go round. So whoever creates the money, you know what I mean, system controls the world, controls the people. You know what I mean? So you got the World Conservation Bank, multinational corporations, foundations. Then you got the secret society group. They right beside them. Freemasonry, Skulls and Bones, Grand Order to Lodge, Knights Templar, Royal Order of the Garter. You know what I mean? Rosicrucians. You know what I mean? Things of that nature. You know what I mean? The families, when we're talking about the family, if you study each last name of the family and find out all their network or their connections and what they tied into, you'll be like, they everywhere. They everywhere.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They everywhere. Actually, I'm really trying to pull up this document out of my archive to...
It is everywhere.
Yeah, they everywhere. So this is the whole thing, you know what I mean? It's not something that you can run from. It's something that, you know what I mean, like, listen,
international.
It is what it is. But, you know, are you going to submit to the mark of the beast?
No.
But,
you know what I mean?
If they was going to push martial law, and they was really going to give anybody, you know, the mark of the beast or, you know, the RFID chip or whatever, you know what
right.
I mean? Let me ask you this. What could anybody do? Like, we so pampered and with luxury and, you know what I mean?
Right.
We don't know survival.
Yeah, give it to you.
You know what I mean? You don't know your basic survival instincts. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But the white families and all these, you know, not to be racist or not to speak, you know, anything like that. I don't want to sound like that. But
right.
I'm just saying, like, the people that's fortunate with money, you know what I mean, to be able to go on camping trips and, you know, so on or whatever, to learn tactics to survive, you know what I'm saying? Like, even in those situations, you still wouldn't be able to survive, man, like, without these people. Like, they got a control on everything. Like, you know, I always thought that, man. Like, you know, the family that created money, what is the family job for the children? I do music too, you know what I mean? And it's like a song. And my music is real. Like, to me, I feel like, you know, like, I rap about whatever comes to me sometimes, you know what I mean? But I did a song called Slave, you know what I mean? It's on the internet, you know what I mean? But I did the song because I was tired of always, like, you know something, man? This is a modern-day slavery where it doesn't have anything to do with race, you know what I mean? But it has everything to do with money. Like, you're a slave to money, like. When you wake up in the morning, you go to school because you want to make money. You know what I mean? And the family that created money, it's like you making money for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Give it right back to them and just pay your bills and give it right back to them. And you make money just to give it right back to them. And then, you know, you might sacrifice on, you know, some little luxuries around the house, you know, some furniture, you know what I mean, some flat screens, maybe some a bike for the kids or whatever. But you still owe at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? And that's,
right.
That's all I wanted to say, man. We got
right,
a couple
right,
callers.
Right.
I'm going to take one call
okay.
real quick. And we got a caller calling in. You're live.
Live.
Right here.
You on the air? Hello? Yeah, that was me.
It was somebody with a block call calling in, man. You know, a lot of that going on tonight, though. But we're going to go ahead and continue on with what we talking about, man. You know what I mean? We ain't
okay.
worried about the world around us right now. We got guests in the chat room, people in the chat room. If you got any questions, you know what I mean? I want everybody, you know what I mean, call in, man. Hit the number up, 917-889-8297. And we discussing conspiracy theories, man, and more. You know what I mean? I got DC on the line with me, man. Continue on, man. Like, is there anything out there that you could, you know, like, point out there where they can go? Like, there's a couple websites that I know of. Like, Professor Griff blessed us on the show, like, 2 years ago with, educateyourself.org, and that's
right.
I think educate-yourself.org. You know what I mean? But
right.
it had a different, it had a bunch of stuff on there, like different executive orders and stuff that the government could put out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, hey, check this out. You know, it's a lot of, you know what I mean, disinformation out there as well. So, you know, my whole thing is, you know, if you young, you know, meaning, you know what I mean, mentally as far as, you know, to this thing or you don't understand a lot of things, confuse you, you know, it's all about, you know what I mean, you getting with the brother, you know what I mean, or sister, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, it's strong in that area. And that kills two birds with one stone. That brings it together, you know what I mean? Because it ain't no more elders, you know what I mean, like, you know, that, you know, like people is open to go to, you know what I'm saying, to build with. That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to the wise men. You got to go to the wise women. You feel me? And get your food from them. You know what I mean? I don't like to send, you know what I'm saying, a young student or a baby, you know what I mean, out in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying, to search for food. And when you go on the internet, you know what I'm saying, you can, you know what I'm saying, run into some lions and some tigers, and they might eat you up, or it might confuse you, you know what I mean, or it might destroy you, or, you know what I mean, take you to a place, you know what I'm saying, like, and your mind will self-destruct, you know what I mean? But like I say, you know what I'm saying, basically, first and foremost, you know what I mean, all you know what you do? If you want to learn about these people and how powerful they are, you know what I mean? Like, write their names down and search their names and do a background check, just like they do on us. You know what I'm saying? Do a background check, you know what I mean, on your whole family. You know what I mean? Look, they got one of the names of their family, they got the Astor family. That's A-S-T-O-R. That's the
okay.
first Illuminati family, the Astor family. You feel me? And then you got the Bundy. That's the second one. Then you got the Collins. Then you got DuPont, you got Freeman, you got Kennedy, and then you got Lee. Lee spelled L-I. Don't get it twisted, you know what I mean? It ain't about race, you feel me, or whatever. It was about royalty. If you go back in history, it was people that was ruling certain parts of the earth at certain times. You think they died off because we thousands of years ahead? No. They got more, how should I
nah,
say?
They still right.
Yeah, they just got more swag to it. They got more technical. They got more conservative with it, you know what I mean? They got big money. But anyway, you got the Onassis. You got the Reynolds. You got
mm-hmm.
Rockefeller. You got Rothschild.
Mm-hmm.
You got Russell. And you got Van Dunn. Those are 13 families.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So, you know, take each one of them, any one of them, you know what I mean? And they all will connect you to each other. You know what I mean? But let's go to the Rothschilds. I'm going to link you with the Rothschilds. It says two neighbor horse farmers came together one day to talk business. The first farmer sold his horse to the second for $250,000 and then bought it back for about $20 more. He could now advertise his horse actually worth $20 as a horse that he had paid over $250,000 for. We can laugh over such a scheme, and perhaps we should laugh at ourselves for having been fooled. for if there is one area in life that exceeds the religious in deception and touches all of us is the financial. What else can we do about it except laugh? The famous poet Lord Byron describes the archetype of our two farmers in 1823 who keeps the world, both old and new, in pain or pleasure, who makes politics run glibber or the shade of Bonaparte's noble daring. You know what I'm talking about? But that whole little story was, you know what I'm saying, the movers and the shakers, that money. When you, like you said, you know what I'm saying, when you get up, you know what I mean, you go to work or whatever, you think about money, do this, that, and the third. But these people, they don't think about money like we do. They use it as a power source. It's a tool to control people on a wide scale. And it's all about their dynasty.
Okay.
That's why when JC talked, when he was talking about dynasty, you know what I mean? Rockefeller forever. He was listen, man, he studied his his followers, you know what I mean, the people that he followed, man. He studied them real well. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't really have no specific website. Let me tell you about, you know, myself, my little archive. I got, like, 5,000 books on my laptop, man. Like PDF books. Like, and each one of my books, like, 400-500 pages. And it goes deep. I mean, like, check this out. I even have the Satanic Bible.
Yeah, let me get that from
whoa,
you.
Whoa,
let me
whoa,
get that
whoa.
From you.
Listen, brother. I got
in order to understand
the people that's against you, you got to know how they think. You got to know what they're doing. Listen, watch this, bro. I even got, you know what I mean, their actual days of rituals. You know what I mean? Every day of the month, every holiday of the month that they perform their rituals, and I know what's going on. I know why they're doing what they're doing. They're doing sacrifice, you know what I'm saying? This is the month of sacrifice. This is the month of sacrifice.
So that's what Halloween's all about.
And the big sacrifice,
man, and listen,
Halloween.
Man. Yeah. Like, watch this. I'm going to show you something real quick.
Big sacrifice, this.
Okay, let me see. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to find a calendar. Okay, this is the Satanic Ritual Calendar for 2012, right?
Okay, hold on, listen up. All
right, what's today's date? Let me tell you, we'll be in October, right? I'm going to break it down. You know what I mean? I mean, you don't have to believe this or whatever like that. Like I told you from the beginning, I'm not trying to get you, you know, to believe my views. It's just, you know what I'm saying, some research. You got the chat room lit up, man.
They listening, man. We got a caller on here blocked. People listening, man. So let's go. Watch this.
October 1st starts evening of 9:30. It's some weird word called Sukkot. But anyway, on the 1st also it's the Queen's birthday of Australia. All right, boom. Then they got the 1st. They got Labor Day Australia. Then they got on the 15th is the new moon, and on the 13th is backwards Halloween, and then on the 8th is Hitler's alternative half birthday. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of. I got the whole calendar, like for all their holidays, their sacrificial days, you know, their worship days and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Like in order to, you know what I mean, fight the enemy, you gotta understand them.
Exactly. See where
you're
coming from.
Yeah.
All right. Now watch this. I'm going to the Satanic Ritual Abuse Calendar. All right. Watch this. This goes got more specific in it. Between October 23rd and October 30th, that is the month of kidnapping and sacrifice preparation.
Damn.
Now on October 29th to 31st or the 31st. All Hallows Eve. All Hallows Eve. It's the blood ritual, fire festival, the great Sabbath, believe the dead return to earth this night.
Hold that thought. We got a caller calling in, man. Just hold on to that thought right there. You know what I mean? We got a call out 618, man, live First Fan Radio. What's good?
Hey, what's up, brother? It's Pred, man. UGS.
Pred,
man. How you brothers
on?
Doing?
What's up, bro?
Man, we doing wonderful, man. You know what I mean? Dropping that. You already know what we up to, brother.
All right.
Yeah, you were talking about, you know, like sex rings and shit like that. I just interviewed a lady on Sunday. She was forced into the sex slavery ring at the age of 7. They started doping her up with heroin at the age of 14. John lit this girl, this baby, on fire. Because that's what she is. She was only 14. Lit her on fire and threw her in a garbage can. And she survived, and she has the only safe haven for children that are in these sex rings in the United States, because the government doesn't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? Kids are being kidnapped at high rates. These motherfucking pimps are putting these girls out younger and younger, and it's all part of this shit you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? They're targeting our children, man. We gotta figure out how the fuck we can stop this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what that sound like? That sound like November 1st is Halloween, but it's a sexual ritual. It's from November 1st to November 4th.
Yeah.
Sexual rituals. You know what I'm saying? They deal with that. Hey, listen, watch this. I'm 36. You remember back in the day all these kids was on milk cartons?
Yeah, I'm 34. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, when I come to understand what is all going on, dog, ain't nobody kidnapped them but y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? At least it's clear, y'all was performing sacrifice way back then, taking kids. It's just like the Vatican and the popes and all these priests. They playing with these little kids.
Age of consent's 12 years old at the Vatican. You know, and I asked this lady, you know, when she was in this ring, I said, who are your customers? She said, doctors and lawyers. You know what I'm saying? These rich motherfuckers, they're the ones that are doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? The guy you go to for your checkup at the doctor's office, he might have a fucking sex ring where he orders women out of. On Craigslist, he says you can get a 10-year-old girl delivered to your house quicker than a fucking Domino's pizza. You know what I'm saying? And that's just disgusting. As a father,
what?
That's disgusting. What? Oh yeah, they use these websites like Craigslist and different things. They'll say exactly, you know, what they're offering, but they're not going to tell you that it's underage. They'll use codes, like to give the sick pedophile that's reading it. They'll use these codes, and he'll know exactly. Okay, this is a 10-year-old girl, and she does this and that. She said she had to do 30 to 40 guys a night. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they're doing to these kids all over the globe right now. It's the fastest growing crime. 3 million kids a year are taken and put into not only sex slave, you know, rings, but also sweatshops, things of that nature as well. And many of your celebrities, as you know, they have their clothes made up at these sweatshops. They know this shit. Jennifer Lopez, she knows she's getting her shit made by some 6-year-old girl in Honduras. They know what the fuck they're doing. They're cutting costs. And, you know, this shit needs to be exposed. I just want to commend you at First Fam for always exposing this shit. You know what I'm saying? You guys are fighting a good fight, and we need more people like you doing this shit.
Hey, man, you know, we all down for the cause, man. But, you know what I mean? I appreciate you always dropping through, Prez. You know what I mean? When we need you, man, for these situations like this, man. Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's not the... act like, you know what I mean, we better than anyone or anything, man. It's about enlightening everybody else. It's bigger than race. It's bigger than, you know what I mean, it's bigger than everybody. You know what I mean, everybody's in this. Like, we all slaves in one little melting pot, man. And they just, you know what I mean, we on their clock.
Yeah, man, if you're a father, if you got a niece, a nephew, if you got general love for kids, it doesn't matter who the fuck you are, where you're from. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who's being targeted right now, these kids. More than any other group of people, any other religion, any other race, it's the children that are being targeted. That's fucked up. And then come secondly is the elderly. That's the second group of people that they target. You know what I'm saying? They like to take, like right now, my mom, she's on medication that's saving her life. It was $5 a month. Man, they just jacked that shit up to $155. You know what I'm saying? How the fuck you go from $5 to $155? So she had to switch medicines and take something else. And now her body's trying to adjust to that, going through fucking convulsions, all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to bring us down. They're trying to get rid of our elderly and our poor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, they are.
And I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, man, I just want to send my prayers over there to you too, prayers, man. You know what I mean? Because my mother's sick too, man. So,
Yeah, man. Same here, man. My thoughts go out to you and yours, and you know, we just gotta keep letting people know what's going on. That's the only way to fight. Is to, you know, if we're all gonna go down, we gotta go down kicking and screaming.
That's right.
Because you know we're gonna have there's gonna be a bunch of sheep going off the cliff, but you know what I'm saying, we gotta be the ones that are flipped over on our backs with our middle fingers in the air as we're falling down. Let them know that you didn't get us. You may have got us, but you didn't get us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
These motherfuckers know that shit.
Exactly.
And Prez, just let you know what I mean, DC know you know who you are and what you do and what's going on right now, man. Let's tell them about the magazine a little bit too, man.
Well, I've been a music journalist for about 15 years, and about 3 years ago I started a group called Underground Society, and what we are is we're a group that's like worldwide. It's you know, rap is the base for it, but like I said, we do this educational shit, try to enlighten people. We got a magazine dropping on Halloween, actually. You know, say our first issue. It's online only right now. But, man, there's columns in there, man. There's a column that my dad wrote called Going to War with Cancer, and it's about his battle with stage 4 prostate cancer and how people are putting chemicals in the foods. Mm. He's done hours of research to back up his claim.
Codex Alimetris. Mm-hmm. It was implemented in 2009. It's one of the 7 deadliest poisons on Earth. It was implemented to kill off, what, 80% of the population?
Yeah.
Alopecia.
And, you know, of course, you know, other things, you know, like aspartame and shit like that. You know, we got articles in there about FEMA camps and these new laws that they're signing, like where they can detain you for nothing. They can detain you indefinitely for any fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just make it a Facebook post. They can detain you.
Are doing a show like this.
Now what about the Green Berets? Tell me about the Green Berets.
The Green Berets?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know shit about the Green Berets, to be honest with you. You know?
Now,
I don't know what the Green Berets got.
Now, they say the Green Berets is trained if the government go against you, they know exactly what to do. And Kennedy program. That was a Kennedy program.
Kind of like the SEALs. You mean like they'll send them in?
Yeah.
Kind of shut shit down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rambo was a Green Beret. See, when they went against him, he knew exactly what to do. They couldn't fuck with him.
Yeah.
He was rogue. Yeah. They call that rogue. That's for the struggle.
Renegade.
You know what I mean? Renegade.
Yeah. Well, that's just like right now.
That's anarchy.
Yeah, that's like right now the city of Chicago, they're not telling you, I mean, they're telling you just a little bit, but the city of Chicago, first three quarters, we've had more murders than the whole country of Afghanistan, and Afghanistan is a country that they say is a war country. Well, shouldn't Chicago be considered a war city? You know what I'm saying? And that's just one city in America. That's just one city. We average, what, 30,000 murders a year. You know what I'm saying? But they're saying we're not going to war except over in the Middle East. Fuck that. We're going to war right in our own backyard.
Yeah,
full-scale war.
Yeah. That's
you know what I'm saying? And there's so many things, you know, we're touching on in this magazine, too. We're touching on, health, religion, politics. I mean, you name it. But, of course, we got that underground rap, that real rap shit, you know what I'm saying, that people sleep on. You know, we got motherfuckers in there like DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys. Who the fuck heard of him for years? You know what I'm saying? You ain't heard of him since 91.
That's real, man.
You know what I'm saying? Cocaine. We got all kinds of motherfuckers. And we got the radio show, just like you guys, Murder Master
sir.
Music Show.
And
interviewing motherfuckers like
show.
MC Shan and shit. Shit that people are sleeping on, you know. But we're definitely, man, we're definitely First Fam affiliated all day, man. We got nothing but love for you guys, man.
All day, man. I just want to talk about, like, earlier he was speaking about the Rothschilds. And he was speaking about Bilderbergers.
Yeah.
And all what you said, the 13 bloodlines, man?
The 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati.
All right, now.
It's fiendly.
Okay, now, how is it that all of those guys are able to trace, like,
all of their family? Like, how was it documented? And, you know, like, everyone else in America really just can't really, like, just trace back their roots like that.
Okay, okay. One of the things about, you know what I'm saying, the Illuminati and the royal season and families, what I learned, you know, is that that was important. That was important in who they mixed their blood with.
Okay.
And knowing, you know what I mean, their lineage, you know what I'm saying, was very important.
Not to cut you off, what would be the link from Bilderberg to Rothschild? Like, how, like...
Bilderberg is not a people. It's a building that they used to meet at. It was a hotel called Bilderberg.
That was in Sweden, I think, or some shit?
It's like over there, you know what I'm saying, in Europe somewhere over there. I don't actually remember, you know what I mean, the place. But Bilderberg is not a, you know, a people or a person. It was a building. And they named their club after the building that they would secretly meet at.
Yeah. It's like the Bohemian Grove.
So, exactly, like a Bohemian Grove. You feel me?
Yeah. Now, all right. Well, you know, as far as like, I'm Bohemian Grove, man. Like the guy Alex Jones does a lot of shows like these, and he speaks on this now. A lot of people say he's a fraud. Some people say he's not, but they say that he's supposed to hold the footage of sneaking into Bohemian Grove and catching the rituals on video.
Yeah. You know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for a while, you know what I'm saying? I used to, you know what I mean, follow Alex Jones and everything. But my homie, right, they killed him. His name was William Cooper. He wrote Beheld the Pet White Horse. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Now watch this. I watched a video where William Cooper actually, this was like a year or a couple of months before they killed him, right? He was saying this. It was on a talk show. He was saying, hey, there's a word out there that Alex Jones, this when Alex Jones first started, said Alex Jones kicked me off his show. You feel me? Now, a little history on William Cooper, you know what I'm saying? You know, he was in the Naval Intelligence and everything like that. He's seen flying saucers come up out the water. He put all this in his book. He was telling people, you know what I'm saying?
What's the name again?
It's called Behold the Pale White Horse by William Cooper. You know what I mean? So he put the information out there that AIDS was created in Baltimore, Maryland as a biological weapon, you know what I'm saying? And it was injected, you know what I mean, in the people, you know, AIDS is a manufacturer.
Oh, yeah, that guy did get killed,
But you know what I'm saying? Like it's like crazy, like, when he got killed, like, after he made this little, you know, this little video. And what he said in the video, he said, yeah, you know what I mean, where it is that Alex Jones kicked me off his show because I was using profane language. He had actual viewers that was, you know, listeners of the show, you know, call in and verify that, you know, there's no such thing. What Alex Jones was trying to do, he was trying to just slander, you know, William Cooper and everything like that. But when you study, you know, William Cooper and then you look at Alex Jones, you're like, yo, he stole his whole swag.
Yeah.
You feel me? He stole his whole swag and everything like that, you know what I mean? But, you know, they killed Alex Jones, you know, after the video. So when I watched that video, you know, I got kind of skeptical, you know what I mean, about Alex Jones, you know what I mean? Because it is people out here just to put this information out.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's why I said I don't want to send my students out in the, you know, in the wilderness, you know what I'm saying, amongst wolves. You got to be able to know what to pick through. You gotta, you know what I'm talking about? You gotta see the wolf in sheep clothing. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to, like, okay, I see what he's talking about, but, you know, he's trying to keep me sidetracked on this instead of, you know what I mean, really getting down, you know what I mean, to the real problem. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my take for Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Yeah, that's real, man. Now, let's talk about William Cooper, man. Now, you know, just for
Like the ball go in, he said, silent weapons for quiet wars. What is a silent weapon? What is a silent weapon? Anybody?
What's a silent weapon?
Anybody out there?
Huh?
Drop it on us, man. They don't know, man. Teach them.
Hey, listen. A silent weapon is anything that you depend on. Your soap can be a silent weapon. You ain't looking to see what's in the ingredients. people wonder why, you know what I'm saying, a lot of our black people coming up with cancer, talking about us in the pork. Man, we was raised off of pork because this white man, you know what I'm saying, ain't give us nothing but the guts out of the pig, and we've been eating that. You feel me? Solid liquids were quite poison. Fluoride in the water. Fluoride is poison. It was used as a pesticide in 1928 to kill the insects off the plants. Fluoride ain't going to clean your teeth. It decays your teeth, and it slows down your brain. It makes you less aggressive. So
the number one ingredient is what? What's the number one ingredient, man? Not to interrupt you. What do they call it? Fucking Prozac.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know
they
want to
dumb you down with that shit. They want to have you have mental disorders and shit.
Just let everybody know what Prozac is because they don't know. Let's teach them tonight, fellas.
Prozac is basically, you know what I'm saying, the Nazis first came out with it. It's a fucking, your psychiatrist uses it to pacify you, to make you fucking, like if you got like a behavioral problem, it's to make you fucking passive,
hey,
soft,
like you know
what I'm saying? And you look at the generation we got today, you got a lot of soft-ass motherfuckers. You got dudes running around in these skinny-ass jeans, twisting their fucking testicles up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. This shit is done by design. You know what I'm saying? These guys, because you got to look at it. 20 years ago, you know, when I was coming up, man, you had to fight for your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? On a daily basis. I'm not saying you don't today, but you got a lot of motherfuckers running around in a lot of pink. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't by fucking accident.
I just said that shit today. I'm telling you, I just said it today.
Teach them, man,
because, like, you're not gonna get this information just turning on the TV, man, watching the news or BT.
No.
You know, it's crazy. I was watching ABC News today, Channel 6 News, right? And I read something about sigilism, and for those that don't know what sigilism is. It's spelled S-I-G-I-L. If you Google it, it'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I'm watching 6 ABC News today, and I'm like, how could they make 666 subliminal on the TV screen while we watch this show, right?
Wow.
And not notice it. You got the big six that represents the channel, right?
Yeah.
You got a lowercase a. That's the six upside down. And then you got the B. That's the same B that's on the Dr. Dre headphone. If you turn it a certain way, it look like a six. And then it's the C. But you got 666 and then it's subliminal. I don't care. Why does the A have to be a lowercase A? You know what I'm saying? But I just say that to say, you know what I mean? That's just my opinion on it. Like, and then you can look. And you can look at PBS and look at the logos, like, you know what I mean?
Hold on, bro. Let's jump right on that point. Look at Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Look at the W. That's a six.
Yeah.
It's 666 all in that whole thing, that whole Walt Disney symbol.
Warner Brothers, all that. Yep.
That's deep.
Google it. Google it. Look at the symbol. You look at the symbol again. You know what I mean? You'll see Walt Disney. Walt Disney is the number one promoter. You know what I'm saying? Of sex to the kids.
Yeah, they put a dick on that
the
Little Mermaid album VHS box or whatever the fuck. I remember seeing that on the news. They put a fucking dick on there.
Watch this about fluoride. It says, however, fluoride is a poison that has some serious side effects, badly affecting almost every organ in the body and does not reduce tooth decay and permanent teeth, more even in first teeth, and the decline in tooth cavity has been the same in fluoridated and non-fluoridated countries. Europe is only 2% fluoridated, but has tooth decay similar to or less than the U.S., which is 64% fluoridated as of 2008. A study showed higher number of cavities in a fluoridated village than in a nearby non-fluoridated village in South Africa. Fluoride is more poisonous than lead and only marginally less so than arsenic. And that's in our water.
Damn.
You remember You remember the dentist bus or the fluoride bus, whatever, to come past our school when we was like in the third grade. You remember all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them, man.
Yeah. I mean,
they don't know,
says,
man. They learning says, tonight, man. Everybody learning.
It says fluoridation is observed from a viewpoint of ethnic safety, science, control of dose, greater harm to the poor, increase of dental costs, poisoning of soil, and grave damage to almost every organ. Pushing this madness by lobbyists and dentists is a disgrace. Side effects, the most serious is dementia disease. The side effect that is the most obvious is a discoloration of the teeth called fluorosis, includes the treatment. You feel me? This is evident, and the dose of fluoride is only a little over optimum. I mean, like, basically, you know what I mean, fluoride ain't good for you. Don't clean your teeth at night. It's a poison. Silent weapon. Silent weapon for a quiet war. What is a silent weapon? And this is what William Cooper had in his book. You know what I mean? So when William Cooper said, yo, man, the boy Alex Jones was trying to play me, like, he's trying to, you know, come at me. And then Alex Jones, I mean, William Cooper get killed, and Alex Jones, you know what I'm saying, blew up YouTube, and it's like YouTube is him?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. So that leaves me a little speculation, because William Cooper, he taught me something. I mean, he told me, you know what I'm saying, like, look, AIDS ain't come from no monkey. If you ever, yeah, I like the comedian David who, I think it was Dave Chappelle said, man, you ever try to fuck a monkey, you ain't even going to get close to that monkey. You know what I'm talking about? So one man just went and fucked this monkey, and then he started fucking men and all this old weird shit, and people went for it. It's just like Ebola.
But, they tried to say that was the black man, though. They tried to say
right.
that was the black man. That was
hey,
the
listen,
real one.
Right.
You know what
listen,
me?
Listen, hold up, man. Like, we said something at the beginning of the show, man, and one of those things was eugenics. So if you're listening out there, anybody that's tuned in tonight, Google or look up the word eugenics and see what journey that takes you on in your research. All of this stuff that we're discussing tonight is nothing more than research. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go and pry into this and want to know. You know what I'm saying? And you will see what we're talking about. You'll be like, you know what? That's some shit that I just learned. You know what I'm saying? Like,
every day is a learning day.
Yeah, you got to remember, like, when you were born, right, no one had a name, right? Did you choose your name? You know what I mean? Like, did you physically come out the womb and say, like, I'm such and such, such and such? You were told, but listen, just like anything in the world, you have to get licensed, right, for everything, right? A birth, you get a birth certificate, you know what I'm saying? You get a social security number. But these are all the things you have to accept. This is real. Like, and then you get the option to what? Drop out of school or continue your education, right? And they make it relevant, you know what I mean, to a lot of, you know what I mean, like the youth out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, look, you can go do this or you can do that. But on top of that, we're going to promote rappers. And all the rappers are going to be drug dealers. Everybody got the same story if you pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Well, you could be a basketball player that came from where?
The hood.
All right, you can be an actor that came from where?
The hood.
Put that image out there.
A hockey player that's black could come from the hood. You feel me? I'm just saying. That's
black
that,
people now but, for a control factor.
But
they use black
that's
people
the
for
script.
A control
look,
factor.
Look, that's
you
the
me?
Only role you gonna get. If he's one that got the model parents and everything, he's broadcasting everything, but we don't really want to promote that. So we need the broken home ones, that the lost souls. You feel what I'm saying?
That's all we're reaching out for.
And that's what they want. That's what everything gravitates to out here, the lost soul. If you're a lost soul and you don't know right from wrong, all this stuff is going to influence you.
Yeah, and just reach out and grab some of it if you can't grab it all.
You know, so, you know what I mean? That's just my opinion right there, man. You know what I'm saying? DC, man, you definitely chopped it up tonight, man. You know what I mean? We got like four or five guests in the chat room, man. If y'all want to call in and y'all want to
ask. Yeah, I want to hear what they got to say.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you know, they tuned in, man. But, you know,
I don't know, man. They all in the chat room, man. People in the chat room, I'm asking y'all a question right now because I know y'all listening. Y'all probably like, well, you know, I ain't going to call in or nothing. But I'm scared to ask y'all a question because I think y'all might be the Illuminati. I don't know. I'm just saying, block numbers calling in and stuff. Like, every block number I tried to answer hung up. So, you know what I mean? Now I'm scared. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm just saying, maybe we talking too much. I don't know. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Really, no, they want to see how deep a nigga really got.
Yeah, you know, but. But I just want to say this, man. All this information that we talking about tonight, man, is out there, man. Like, we ain't saying nothing that ain't there. You know what I mean? There's people who, like the fella he mentioned, William Cooper. Like, he was doing this, and he's white. He's, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't care. When he did this, he didn't care if he was black, Indian, whatever color he was. He said the government is corrupt and they fucked up, man, and they evil.
Right.
And you know, now he's no longer around to do none of these videos and everything.
No.
You know what I mean? I think he, you know, I heard in one movie it was four brothers with Tyrese and, you know, Mark Wahlberg, and they said, Terrence Howard said this. He said, you know, if you keep knocking on the devil's door, you know, pretty soon he's going to answer. Yep. You know what I mean? And that's, you know, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what we're doing right now, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like you said, you mentioned earlier, every model figure, like you had your Martin Luther King that rose to, you know what I mean, speaking up, you know what I mean, for the people, and the people started following. Anybody that become an icon like that or a figure like that, they on to you. Like, listen, you could turn back now or you can continue on, you know, what we got. Yeah, you know, all the greats have done it. Like Chappelle said, all the greats have done it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and you like, whoa, nah, I don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't how, you know, I projected all this shit to go. And they like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Right. It's like, deep, though. It's deep, though. So when these niggas out here, you know what I'm saying? Not say Nick, you know what I'm saying? I say, you know what I mean? You know, niggas in the term, you know what I mean? Right there is, you know, the ignorance. You know what I'm saying? We out here doing the ignorance. They talking about gangster. You ain't gangster. Man, these cats is real gangster. They go kill countries. And say, shut up. Who going to do something about it?
Yeah. And not only that, they got you killing your brother over something that they own.
Right.
At the end of the day. Because like,
my hood.
Yeah, like
block.
You said, we had a barter system, you know what I'm saying, that
right.
We created, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, how in the hell if we was trading goods, right? Now, follow me, y'all. If we were trading goods, right, mm-hmm. And the value of me having beans and you having meat, and we trade, you know what I mean? You know, maybe I had shoes and you probably had, like, bread, you know what I mean? And I'm like, damn, the bread would go good with this motherfucking, these beans, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, you look at, like, collectively as a person, we could all work something out where we could split, you know, we all share the shoes.
Yeah.
We all eat the bread and the beans or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But in this situation now, it's like, all right, well, you killing somebody over something that's worthless is something of the same value as all that, but it's worthless now. We dealing with paper and we dealing with coins and shit, you know what I'm saying? And and now we dealing with credit. They trying to transfer it in credit where it's not visual. It's a mental thing. You know what I mean? It's a lot of psychological things that's being done to us too. And then they send you to a psychologist to study if you fucked up or not. Now, the reason why America's fucked up right now is because they fucking us up, y'all.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They get you confused.
They get you confused. You go to church and you feel like you done did some fucked up shit. And you like, well, I've been feeling fucked up the whole time I've been on earth. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, even if I go to the doctor, they give me some medicine, I'm going to feel fucked up, right? I'm going to feel better, but they done fucked something else up in me. I don't know what's wrong with me, you know?
And
as time go on, I might eat some stuff where they putting some stuff in the food, and that's fucking me up. You know what I mean? And I, you know, y'all got a part of my language on air tonight because, like, this is deep. Like, and I love building with people. You see how we had Prez just called in from out of Chicago, man. Like, and he's a journalist. And he's been in this music industry writing on some of the biggest artists that you can name. And if he can call in tonight and say and feel the same way and been leading the crusade on this and started a magazine company for this that they turned down, even on the mixtape, these albums that he put out,
okay,
they didn't turn down, you know, a lot of his promotion. They don't know about everybody trying to cold shoulder the whole project, trying to shut it down. This man had 64 countries worldwide united to say fuck the Illuminati, man, and they released the album, you know what I mean, on iTunes, man. And it's still there. I'm on it too, y'all. I want y'all to go cop that, but you know, but at the same time, man, like that album was released, man, and you know what I mean, the support, like, you know, from like, you know, like trying to get it, you know, like mainstream and everything like that. You know, they wasn't happy about this. But, you know, we continue to push it, you know what I mean, on the level that we're doing using this internet. This is something that they can't shut down. I shouldn't have made it possible for us to talk to millions of different people around the world tonight, man. But, you know, that's some real stuff that, you know what I mean, that's going on, man. And I just want everybody, like, do your homework. Do you know what I mean? Don't just take it from us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we did a show with Professor Griff, man. You could tune, like, if you're on the website right now, you can go and look at that, you know what I mean, and hear it, you know what I mean. If you're on YouTube, you can Google it. It's up there too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he dropped a lot of, you know what I mean, knowledge on some of this stuff. He even put out there about the, it's a website, Obama's White Papal Masters.
Big G, you good?
You know what I mean? The Vatican Assassin, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And those jobs, you know what I'm saying? And all those things right there shows the chain of command from the Vatican all the way to the White House.
If you notice, right, you know what I'm saying, not to cut you off, you notice every president that come into office, you know, right after they come into office, they go have a dinner with the Pope and go kiss his hand, right?
I did not know that, bro.
Yeah. You remember, if you can watch on YouTube, it's called the Obama Deception. He had a dinner and he said, I am not from Krypton. I'm from the planet. That was him at that dinner, and the Pope was sitting right on his left hand side. Bush had the dinner. Every president has to go pay homage to the Pope. Who is the Pope?
The Vicar of Christ and the Vicar of Horus, as they put it. Now, you know what I mean, you have to Google that to understand. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to look into the definitions of each. And then go from there, like in your research. Like, you know what I mean? It's going to puzzle you. Like, yeah, what the fuck is the Vicar of Horus or the Vicar of... Yeah, that's what it do to me. You know what I mean? Because they didn't teach me that in school. Like, you know, elementary school, we was not thinking about that. You know what I mean? Junior high, we wasn't thinking about the Pope. We just seen him walking to some strange-ass music, and he looked like medieval-ish and shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's like, well, who the fuck is he? You know what I mean? And, you know, that's what it does to me, man. I don't know nothing about none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, speaking out real. You know what I mean? But, D, man, you know.
Yeah.
You held us down tonight, man. And we appreciate you coming on the show, man. And
Hey, man. God moves in mysterious ways, Mr. Colton. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this is how, you know, it goes. This is what, you know, it was meant. You know, this was already written. You know, and we definitely, you know what I'm saying, going to keep building. We're going to definitely, you know what I'm saying, like, continue to do what we was put here for. You know what I mean? Because it's a greater purpose. We haven't been given what we giving, you know what I'm saying, to keep it for ourselves. We don't have, you know what I'm saying, the inspiration, you know what I'm saying, to do these things, you know what I'm saying, for no reason at all. You know what I mean? Like a many are called, but it's only few that's chosen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real, man. Like, even like, you know what I want people to look up tonight? I want y'all to look up the word indoctrination, man. You know what I mean? I want y'all to look that up, man, and just, you know what I mean? Like these definitions, and start reading what words is. Like, these politicians are, you know what I mean, and they election stages right now, so I'm pretty sure it's some words that puzzle the shit out of you. Look into it. You know what I mean?
You know
what the hell they talking about.
You know what's so deep? Right around time for election time, Obama, now he want to get some more money out, stimulus plan. That's a smokescreen.
Yeah, you're right.
All this time with all this money. He wasn't giving out no couple of dollars. But that's all the black people the Democrats want is a couple of dollars. Yeah. And they go vote for you again. It's funny, man. It's funny because when you know the plan and you know their agenda and you know the tools and the things that they do, it's like, man, I was a sheep led to a slaughter. No more. You will not get me.
Yeah. That's real, man. You know what I mean? And it's definitely, like, sometimes I just, maybe I got the wrong, maybe I got a misconception of church or something, man. Because sometimes, like, when I go to church, I sit in there and I listen to, you know, like, everything. You know, I listen to the words and everything. It touches me and everything. But sometimes it's like, you know, like, well, how come when we ask these questions, they still don't get answered? Well, we'll get a different, you know, scripture, you know what I mean, instead of the answer.
Not the answer that you want to hear.
You know what I found,
like, it makes
know what I'm
sense. Yeah.
I'm saying, you know what I found, you know what I'm saying, that really, you know what I mean, set me straight. It says, seek and you will find. Study to show thyself approved. It ain't saying, you know what I mean, just go listen to some man. It says study. It says you did. You know what I mean? You see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Worshiping God is a personal thing that closes the door to your closet. And that means go within yourself. God is within you. Jesus said, look, don't look on no hill and your low deed, low hair, those there, there's the kingdom of heaven, for the kingdom of heaven is within you. You feel me? You bring God to the church. God ain't in that building. God is in each one of us. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, so you have to study. You have to understand, you know what I mean, the word. I said, listen, all, you know what I mean, like, you know, like sometimes it's a word that the preacher's preaching. It might not be for you. It might be for somebody else. But you got to go and find what the word is for you. You got to find what God's trying to tell you. He ain't trying to tell me what he's trying to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mission is different.
Yeah.
Everybody is a member of the body.
Yeah. And yeah, hey, listen, man.
The truth.
Yeah, that's the truth. All day, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we was all put here for a reason, man. You know what I mean?
Finding that reason is the most important thing.
That's the most important.
Job.
Yep.
That's the job of the day.
But in the middle of all that, look at what was, you know what I mean, the confusion. You know what I mean? Just look around. Just look at your life every day. Like, when you know what messes me up every morning sometimes? Like, I just trip off of this. It's like I wake up, I'm like, I look at every car they ride by, every person that walk by, everybody's on the clock. They have to be somewhere on somebody's time. Making that money so they can take care of home and do it all over again day after day to the rest of your life. You know what I mean? They stress and they going through all kinds of agony. They sick. They hungry. They without shelter. No clothes. No nothing. You know what I mean? They struggling to get in this music industry. They struggling to get a degree. You know what I mean? Kids dropping out of school and, you know what I mean? It's just so much going on out there. And then all the kids that want to be rappers don't want to be conscious rappers. It's cool to be a gangster rapper. It's cool to be an ignorant rapper. You know what I'm saying? And that's all to serve their agenda, man. Like, you know, if you got the power to reach and they see that, okay, well, look, we got a role for you to play if you want to come in the music industry. We understand you could spit conscious rap. We understand that. We understand that you like to, you know, we want you to be the biggest drug dealer, though. This is the deal we have for you. We want you to sell a lot of coke, make them take Mallies. We want you to give them E-pills, Percocets, whatever, hell, even weed for that matter. We're going to give you all the cars, all the girls, anything you want. Anything you want. I tell you, you're a made man. You're a made man. You can have anything
you
want.
You know what that reminds me of? When Jesus was on the mountain with Satan, and Satan said, just bow down to me, I'll give you the whole city.
Mm.
That's the whole key. You know what I mean? It's all written, you know what I'm saying? You just submit. you say, you know what I mean, man should not live upon bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God. He said, how you gonna give me something? How you gonna give me something that's already mine? Nigga, you're a deception. You're trying to deceive me. It says, behold, a tell white horse. It says, a man came on a horse, you know what I'm saying, with a bow, with no arrows. Nigga, you got a gun with no bullets. You don't have no power. You deceiving. You feel me? So, when you say the music,
none of that can harm you. Yeah, I feel you.
It can't harm you.
Yeah, you're right. And that's deep because you know what? We live in a world of fear. You know what I'm saying? Like they said, you know what I mean? Walk by faith, not by sight, man. Mm. That's so deep, man. Like that is deep, man. Everything that you visualize, man. It's not really, but it is. You know, it's kind of like, you know, how if you're in a house and your computer screen is on, right? But
right.
If some sunshine fly come through the window,
right.
You know what I mean? Some through the blind, and it shines on your computer screen, but you can't see anything. It's just all black. It look like, and you're like, well, damn, that's funny and shit. You know what I mean? Because you're so tuned into the frequency that. You like, well, damn, you know what I mean? You know, I should still be able to see, you know what I mean? You know, like, you know, Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you close the blinds and the shades, you can see everything fine again. And that's light projection.
Right.
You see how your eyes, like, tunes into the frequency so you can see what's on that screen? They done figured all kinds of shit out. Now, tell me this. How do technology advance every year? Like, look at what we live in versus the era you and I came from, bro.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Or even brother Mr. Hellman over here. You know what
right.
I mean? I mean he's 55.
Yeah.
Look at the technology from then on.
It came a
to
long
where we
way.
At. Like,
it came a long way, my brother. As far as vision
wise. But this is what I'm saying. If they have it was already here. But you know, who are we dealing with? You know what I mean? And then it makes us feel like we're less desirables. That's what they call us, the undesirables.
Or the inferiors.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they don't deserve to know the knowledge or the secrets of the things that they know, so they make you pay for education that sends you in a loophole, like you're learning shit that's, you know what I mean? You'd be like, damn,
exactly.
You can learn
people,
it yourself.
You know what I mean?
But this is the thing I'm saying, though.
Because,
like, you still pay for their schooling and everything, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you're like, damn, I went to school for nothing, man. Like, that's all this shit was? I thought it was going to be
cool.
You know what I mean? Like, I went to school all this year for this shit, right? And I learned that it's some bullshit I'm doing. I'm going to just be a fucking guidance counselor and shit. That's not hard. You know what I'm saying? But look, now you got that job and it's stressful, right? You know what I mean? Now, you can't get into the position. Look, you can't get hired nowhere because you don't have the experience now. So now they want you to be, you know, you can either be a substitute or you can do X amount of hours again somewhere, you know what I mean, paying for that so you can get licensed. Let's. Keywords,
the bills coming.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And you
continue, you know what I mean, getting into, you know what I mean,
I
the education. But I'm just saying, like, you have to pay to live, man. Everything, you're paying for everything. So, all right, school, you're like, well, damn, I want to, you know what I mean, anything you go to school for, you know what I mean, and you come out, you know what I mean, you don't necessarily end up, a lot of people, it's proven, don't end up in those positions they went to school for.
Yeah, I mean, that you want. They didn't even have to go to school.
Yeah, a lot of them.
They knew.
They just switched their
major.
Go ahead, bro.
It's just like I went to Philadelphia Art Institute, and I went there for graphic design and animation, and I wanted to be a video game, you know what I'm saying, designer. And they talking about, you're going to go to Walt Disney World, and you know what I mean, you might go to this studio or whatever like that as, you know, an intern. But as you go through school, I started meeting some of the graduates and students said, look, man, it ain't all crapped up what you think it'd be. You know what I mean? The industry, a lot of that industry is controlled, you know what I mean, by the Japanese, and it's real hard to get in there. So what makes you so important, you know what I'm saying, beyond the rest, you know what I'm saying, to get in there? It's just like, you know what I mean, a dream. They sell you a dream just to, you know, sell you the $40,000, you know what I mean, associate's degree to come get in school. You know what I mean? So So it's just like, you know, what I tell a lot of people, I said, man, listen, go to something that you can go to school for, and at the same time, while you're in school learning, you can do it as your own business on the side, outside of school, and make money off of it.
Yep.
You feel me? So you could go to Lincoln Tech, right? You could learn about how to fix some brakes, change some oils, change the tires, whatever like that. That's 6 months into your learning. Make you some business cards, put your little phone number on there, and put it out there. I know how to change oils. I know how to fix brakes. I change tires. So you're making money. So as you're learning more in schools, you're putting more on your business card. And if you don't know something and one of your customers got a problem, who you go ask? You go ask your professor. And he's going to be so happy because he's going to be thinking you want to learn more, and he's going to teach you more. And what you could do is put that more on your business card, and you can make money. They'll teach you to be an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? They teach you how to be a cog in wood.
Man.
Just go, yeah, go work for Pet Boys or something. No.
Yeah.
I said be entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Work for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that's, you know, they own everything. So, you feel me? Like, you know, I'm glad you touched on, you know, work for yourself. Because, right, as an artist, everybody want to be an artist, right? But they feel as though, I got to go to the industry to be an artist, man. I got to get signed.
Right.
And that now I'm going to give y'all a pimp game now, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's like being a hoe going to a pimp. Like, I want to be pimped. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, pimp me and shit. I want you to dress me. I want you to give me cars, diamonds, and pearls. You know what I mean? And everybody running to get validated, you know what I mean, by this pimp. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Def Jam, pimp. Sign me. He signs you and shit. Now you the biggest hoe for him, right? And when your career, like, you wonder why where your career went and shit, because he just sports you with diamonds and everything, pimped the shit out. You gave you 33 cents off of every CD that you came out with. It put you, but all he did was just publicize you. He put your face everywhere. We gave everybody the illusion of you balling. He put you in all the finest clothes. Put you around the finest girl. Now, who this recipe wouldn't work for? You know what I'm saying? If they wanted to make someone look big. Because, like, from my experience from running and seeing some of the stuff I've seen, and coming, like, you know, I've been to BET Awards and, you know, different little things out there, you know what I mean, industry parties and stuff. And after them, they cut out them damn lights, and you come back to reality. You know what I mean? They fly your ass back to your hood. Like, you know, it's like, whoa. You know what I mean? This is just showbiz. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they giving scripts out to niggas and shit. They didn't tell us that. They told us to spit bars, and that's what we was doing. But what we don't realize is that everybody doing that. Now, back to being a hoe in the game. Pimp me, pimp me, pimp me. You want to get signed? They dress you. They put you in all the videos. They do all your hair. They give you a clothing line, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
Now, when you get a clothing line, right, who are the main people that you have to do business with in the fashion industry? Somebody tell me that.
The fashion designers.
Who are the fashion designers?
Gays.
Now, you might call them faggots. Y'all might say gays or whatever,
yeah,
right? But at the end of the day, if Diddy got to go meet with Versace because they talking about it in the song, and they want Versace clothes, they have to go to see Versace.
Yeah.
Let me say this real quick, right? Now, Versace is gay, because this is what I heard. You know what I mean? He's dead, too, by the way.
Right.
Rest
now
in peace. Rest in peace. But, all right, if he was gay, that means if he wanted to do business in an environment he was comfortable in, what kind of environment would that be?
It would be a gay club, a gay.
Okay, now you might be straight, right? But you want to do business with this guy because what? now, a lot of rappers had to do, like, look at everybody that had fashion deals.
Like who?
And clothing line. And all of them. To have a clothing line is fashion.
Yeah.
Right.
That's gay.
So if he had a gay club he wanted to meet in, and it was a bunch of naked trannies and men running around, and you being a rapper, you had to come there. Now, if you want his money, you want him to sign off on this. They told you it could be done. You heard people say he messed with people
that want to do business with him, and you got pretty much a big name and everything. Now, he might say something gay to you while doing business, right or wrong. He might. Okay. He just might. Now,
right.
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm just saying, being in an environment he's comfortable in, and I'm assuming drinks are around with any of these type of deals. All right. My point exactly. Like, look, American Idol. Not American Idol. America's Top Model.
Right.
Is that not a gay-ass show?
Yes. It's Rambam.
They got a black gay guy up there telling with female how to be female.
And that's deep. That's deep.
They telling females how to be females and how to look sexy. Now, you know what I mean? How can you have that on television? How can you have that on television? It's children watching that show. It's children watching that show. It's children watching that show. Yeah. So children growing up, listen to what I'm saying. Children that's growing up are watching America's Top Model, and they're watching this guy say this. So he's validating a boy that might be the same color or complexion as him, who look up to a man as a role model, to do what? It's all right to dress up as a female and tell females how to be girls. And I'm seeing this all the time now. You know what I mean? You turn on. Y'all thinking about America Idol. I'm talking about Top Model with Tyra Banks and the faggot black guy.
Oh, and they're dressing up?
Well, I don't think you follow me, bro. Do you follow me, though, Brother D?
Yeah, I definitely follow you. I definitely follow you.
Now, but I'm gonna give you a couple other shows. Like, you got America Idol all screwed up now. You know what I mean? Who was it? Nicki Minaj and who? Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
They've been beefing and everything now. Mariah Carey used to be married to who at the beginning of time when she was hot. Young new thing. She was like 16 when she came out. Tommy Mottola.
Right.
Tommy Mottola is who? They say he was the devil of the music industry. Like, you know what I mean? Read up on him. You know what I mean? And
right.
Then look. Yeah. Mariah Carey had cocaine problems. Like, it's a lot of artists that turned to drugs, man, over the years. Like, they came in there. A lot of pure souls and you know what I'm saying? Like, And it changed them. Like, and I've been talking to different artists. You know, like a lot of them say they don't, you know, that Illuminati shit ain't real. And, you know, like, nah, we don't know about it. And blah, blah, blah. Some of them just say it, you know, because they really want to keep their little buzz or, you know, whatever's going on. Yeah, they throw a smoke screen up. But at the end of the day, it's business for them. Because it's like, you know,
right. This
how I eat. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just because y'all don't know, it ain't my fault. You know what I mean? But. The thing about it is, like, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I forget the description. What it say? What is a man to gain? What is it?
Gain the world, gain the whole world, but lose his soul in the process.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And that's the industry to sum everything all up, man. Look at it. Look at the sign. I just told y'all 666 is our news every day. If you watch 6 ABC News. You know what I mean? And then the other way they give it to you, right? It's 6ABC in the first corner on your left-hand side, the right-hand side, you see the logo. But then the third 6 that comes up is always on the microphone in the middle while he's reporting. You know what I mean? But you got to watch for it. You know what I'm saying? But I can guarantee you, if you look at the 6, the A and that B, that's your 666. And then the C doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? It's corporate, you know what I mean? It's after that, you know what I mean? But PBS, too, you know, if you look at the PBS logo, right?
Yeah, why not open?
Yeah.
Or PBS. You're talking about faces, the faces.
The faces, right? It's really one face looking at a thunderbolt.
The white, the black.
You know what I mean? Because what's the third race on that damn thing when you're looking at it? It's just white and black tuned in? You know what I mean? Or, you know, who the third dude? You know what I mean? But nah, it's a thunderbolt, you know what I mean? If you stare at it long enough, you're like, damn. So that means everybody's just tuned into the thunderbolt. That means we hypnotized or something. You know what I mean? Or you feel me? And that's mind control, man.
Tell lies through vision. Tell our vision. Huh?
Yep. Yep. Tell our vision.
Right.
Yep. And for real, man, we look into a box, like, you know what I mean, and it has everything on, but right, broadcasting, you got to look at how we broadcast now, man. Everything is real time, like it's a way to do everything, like with the TV, man. They the news. If you look how the news work, right? You ever been somewhere in the hood, and the news van roll up, and they reporting everything, right? But you got to wait home till 4 o'clock for the news to come on to see yourself on the news.
Right.
Well, reason why is because they had to take it to the studio, edit it, get it approved by the editor and chief, you know what I mean, to have it published so it can be public. You know what I mean? Now, when they edit it, he's going to be like, nah, take that out. We don't want those type of people. We don't want the ones that kick knowledge and none of that. We want the stupid and puzzled people that didn't know what was going on and the nosy ones and the snitches. Put them all on the news.
Right.
And that recycles the crime and the disturbance of, I mean, of confusion. Like, you know what I mean? Keep everybody in fear and confused. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whoa. And then, you know what I'm saying? And then even, you know, death on the snitch. Like, you know, whoever saw too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She that's the one that told right there. We just seen you on the news, man. You did tell him. You know what I mean? We got to fuck you up now. You know what I mean?
Right, and it's going
that's
to
in the paper. You know what I mean? Now that's in the paper, and then it's the recycling of the news again. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, and that's how it works, man. The media, like Professor Griff said, media stands for multi ethnic destruction in America. You know what I mean? And that's media, you know, for us out there. And you know, it's a lot of, but I like the way we use our form of media, like, you know what I mean, to inform the people. Like, we broadcasting tonight. For everybody that's listening, we enlightening y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? And I see people in the in the chat room, you know, tuning out. They ain't had no questions for us. So we appreciate y'all for listening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? We got to do this again, man. Brother DC, man, we got some talking to do, bro. We got some.
We got a lot of talking to do, brother. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, you know, that project, you know what I mean, that we, you know, got, you know, in the making. You know, and it's and it's another, you know, how should I say, tool we're going to use and we're going to utilize, you know what I'm saying, to visually, you know, show what, you know what I mean, we have been given by the Most High in order to, you know what I mean, awaken the people, because it's time to pull the veil over their eyes, from over their eyes, yeah. You know what I'm saying, and, like, you know, really take it to a whole nother level. Like I said, if God was on our side, who could be against us? You know what I mean? You wear that armor of God, that's Ephesians 6:11. You know what I mean? From the breastplate of righteousness to the helmet of salvation, the sword of truth, belts, you know what I mean? Shoes of peace, you know, and everything like that. You know what I mean? You put on that, because every time you step out, it's a war, man.
Yeah.
It's a war. It's a battle. You know what I mean? But, you know, bring it on.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Because yeah. I'm rolling with Rush now, because in the end, you know what I mean? We win.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good.
No matter how it play out, in the end, we win.
Word.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So I ain't with the losing team. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
I
can do that.
Like that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't riding out like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and just the whole thing. You know, the losing team, the only weapon they have is false evidence of being real, which is called fear. You know what I mean? They try to instill fear, you know what I'm saying, through, you know, I'm going to take your money, I'm going to take all your riches, I'm going to take all this type of stuff, or, you know, you're going to go out, you know what I mean, and the hell ran fire, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'll lay it for all that, man. Check this out. You's a fraud, and I'm going to expose you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My people need to be woken.
Yeah, I'm and that's what it's about, man.
I'm a soldier. Hey, man, listen, check this out. I really need to let you hear, you know what I'm saying, some of my tracks, you know what I mean, from this armor of God, this gospel, you know what I mean, ministry, you know what I'm saying, CD May, you know what I mean, whatever, man. I got some tracks, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, you know what I mean, that I can let you hear. But listen, you know, we're going to link up.
All
you
right,
know
man.
You know, I'm getting with you, and I'm going to drop all that on you. I got that book for you. I got those books for you. You ain't even got to say no more.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate you dropping by the show, man, because you, this is a good show. I'm getting hits on Facebook right now. Everybody like, this is a good show. But I want to put out there for those that's tuned in, man, if, and I know this is going to go haywire tomorrow, man, but you can download this show, this episode, blogtalkradio.com/1, S as in Sony, T as in Tony, Fam Radio, and you can go and see all our episodes. You can download this episode. And, you know, you can put it to your iPad or iPhone or whatever phone you got. And, you know what I mean? Hopefully you studying this real close, a lot of stuff that we mentioned, the brother DC mentioned. You Googling and researching for your own knowledge, you know what I'm saying? So, brother D, man, you know, anything you want to add out there, man, before we let you go, man, we sign off for the night, man. Feel free.
Hey, listen, man, you know what I'm saying? I understand, you know what I mean, that the devil comes to do one thing, steal, kill, and destroy. So if you see anything, you know what I'm saying, that's stealing your joy, you know what I mean, and stealing your time and stealing your freedom and killing your inspiration, you know what I mean, and destroying, you know what I'm saying, certain aspects of your life, you know what I'm saying, understand, that ain't from God. That's from him, you know what I mean? So you got to eliminate, you know what I mean, those things out of your life, you know what I mean? I follow the way, the truth, and the light. You know what I mean? Jesus wasn't no Christian. Christian, you know what I'm saying, came to, you know what I mean, identify those who follow Christ. But Christ said follow the way, the truth, and the light. Feel me? I love you, man. God bless, man.
No doubt, man. Same here, man. Look, man, we signing off for the night, man. You know what I mean? Tomorrow night, man, be regular programming, man. We playing the hottest artists in Trenton, New Jersey, man. That's my hometown, man. I'm doing it for the city. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have R&B artists from Trenton that's being played tomorrow night, man. We're going to have some of the up-and-coming artists, you know what I mean? Maybe a few local legends might call in. I don't know, man. We never know, man. But I want to say to Brother DC, man, we appreciate you having you once again, man. And, you know, everybody that's in the studio with me tonight, man. We definitely got to build, man. We got to do this again sometime, man. And just for the listeners out there, man, I mean, if you got some information for us, your graphics and where they can, you know, how they can get in contact for you worldwide, man, put it out there, man. Put all your info out there. So
you can hit me at Derek.Coleman, like the basketball player, Derek.Coleman.5209 at Facebook. And you can see all my stuff, you know what I mean? I do, you know, airbrush T-shirts, sneakers, hats, murals, walls, cars, whatever it may be. I design logos and everything like that. You can hit me up at 215-839-2304 and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I accept all credit cards and everything like that. Just let me know what you need, and I'll make it happen. I'll bring it to reality.
Okay, man. You got an email for the listeners out there, man?
Oh, yeah. My email is coleman.derek41@yahoo.com, which is coleman.derek41@yahoo.com. Hit me up.
Okay, bro, man. And we appreciate you having, man. First Fan Radio, man. We signing out for the night, man. Let's get.
Yo, this is P-Rock, a.k.a. Primetime P, checking in from Milwaukee County. Big shout-out to First Fam Radio. Tune in week in and week out.
Yo, this is First Fam Radio. This is Don Black, local neighborhood P-Rock.
Yeah, man, you already know who it is. Man of the hour, Mr. Stop Notch himself, B-Mafia. You are now listening to First Family Radio.
Man, we want to welcome to the show, man, Shorty Low. You know
what that for van, let's get it.
Stormy Coleman, man. A branch of the Outlaw family.
You already know what it is, man. First fam, it's your boy the fellow.
Deuce Jones, what's good, my nigga?
You already man. Everything is good, man.
Welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Yo, what up, Tommy? It's Prince Kennedy on the line with Saha, man.
White Big.
What's
good? What's going on, Prince? What's going on, Saha?
What's happening?